This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. According to a story in Money Magazine, ranch dressing is now a $1 billion with a B dollar industry. It's also beating ketchup as millennials' favorite go-to condiment. Market studies show ranch dressing is available on over 50% of American restaurant menus and in 75% of American homes. Heinz has just come out with a special ketchup bottle to help us achieve the perfect pour. They're testing the bottle in Canada right now. It's a regular ketchup bottle filled with regular ketchup, but the label's upside down and crooked. The company explains that if you turn the bottle upside down to pour and line up the label so it's level, that's the perfect angle to pour ketchup. What took them so long? Hasbro, the game company, came out with Socialist Monopoly last month, where you had to be a capitalist to win. This week, they've introduced Ms. Monopoly, celebrating women business pioneers and empowering female players. They say it's the only game where women make more money than men. Talk about your photographic memory. A store cashier in Tokyo is being accused of stealing credit card information on up to 1,300 customers using his remarkable memory. Police say while processing his customers' cards, he would memorize their numbers and later use them to shop online. Gee, I can barely remember my cell phone number. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Ann Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Here's how much we don't like dressing up. 40% of Americans in a new survey said that what they want to wear influences the restaurants they go into. In other words, if a place requires nice pants, forget about it. We're going fast food. And here are the top unacceptable things to wear at a nice restaurant, according to the poll. A hat, shorts, sweatpants, sandals and flip-flops, tank tops, leggings, and t-shirts. Back in 1984, Peter Hill of Tipton, England, devoted his life to pub crawling across Great Britain and has definitely been following through on that commitment over the last 35 years. He's 63 now and recently enjoyed beer number 50,000. Peter calculated that he has traveled 320,000 miles to visit more than 21,000 pubs. And while he's doing it mostly for fun and adventure, he also has raised more than $30,000 for a charity along the way. Well, this will make us sleep better. Former NASA expert Greg Leonard crunched the numbers and says there's a 100% chance of an asteroid smashing into Earth, supposedly, eventually. Of course, there's a possibility that this impact will cause a mass extinction. And Greg wants people of Earth to figure out a way to protect ourselves if, when, it happens. But nobody's really jumping on this and taking action because astronomers haven't seen anything to suggest an asteroid is on its path to wipe us out, at least for several hundred years. Which means we can kick the can down the road, maybe tackle this problem later. Like, way later. How's your job going? Looking for a new one, perhaps? FindAnAwesomeJob.com is a new website where you might do just that with K&M Machine Fabricating, Michigan Pizza Hut, Plumbers, Pipe Fitters, and HVACR Service, Local 357, Lane Automotive, or Midwest Family. Just get on your smartphone, tablet, computer, type in FindAnAwesomeJob.com. FindAnAwesomeJob.com. You just might. Good luck. Knucklehead news out of Australia, where drug smugglers nearly pulled off the scam of a lifetime, but they couldn't seal the deal because a large and angry seal kept them from getting off a small island. Antoine DeSanta and Graham Parker had $1 billion, yes, with a B, dollars worth of illegal drugs on their yacht when they ran aground off Australia. They fled in a dinghy to their dopey hiding spot where they were caught by law enforcement. According to the police report, a witness told authorities when they got on the island, the guys made a run for their loot, and there was a big, huge seal between them and the loot. The seal woke up and threatened the pair, and the witness says they chose arrest over a fight with that massive creature. Knuckleheads. That's the Daily Buzz. You have something I should buzz about? Get it to me, Paul, at WCSY.com. Drop it off here at the station on M140 in South Haven, or send me a link or a picture on our Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Facebook page. Find our podcasts on Facebook, WCSY.com, our website, iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Republic, all the great podcasting outlets. Alexa will even play them for you. Just ask her to have Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM play daily podcasts. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Ann Becker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.